Yehuda, we have here the confrontation between Yosef and Yehuda. The Sfarim explained that this represents, there's a deeper Zachubi here. Yehuda is a semel of Malchus. Yosef, Yisoid, is also a gewissa bechina of a melech on a different realm. And the Kihine Hamlochim no Yadu Avru Yachtov, the Medrash says, Ze Yehuda be Yosef, Avru Yachtov, Ze Nesmali Evral Ze, Ze Nesmali Evral Ze. There's a vikuach over here between two different mahalchim. On the other hand, by Yigash Eil of Yehuda, the Medrash says Yehuda can be read as Havaya, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. By Yigash Eil of Yehuda, you're Nigash to Tefillah. The Yisoid of Tefillah is Dabar of Dabar Ozne Adoini, to be able to Tefillah La'oni Ki Yatoiv, to be able to be Sheifeach Sichoi, Ba'ozne HaKodesh Baruch Hu. You do it, the Gra. They bring that from the Grove. Vayigash Eil of Yehuda, the Taine Hamikra, Vayigash Eil of Yehuda is Kadma Va'ozlu Revi, Zarka Munach Segel. Vayim Revi Adoini is Zarka Munach Segel. Why? It says, why is Kadma Va'ozlu Revi? Why is the fourth son Yehuda? Why is he going in the front? Why is he taking the lead in the process of dealing with what's going on over here? The Derek is because Zarka Munach Segel, he threw away his Menucha Segula. He took Achrayus, he was the Oreid, he said he's going to even be willing to be Mavater on his Osid, if not. So that's why he's taking the Pikud. And it's very interesting, the Al-Shech HaKadosh tells, others tell on this also, very interesting Nekuda. Originally, if you look at the end of last week's Parsha Yehuda, when they're handling the Masul Matan about the Gaviyah, Yehuda is offers to Yosef. He says, no problem, whoever we find the Gaviyah will die, and everyone else will be Avodim. And Yosef is offering them a Hanocha, much less. Everyone can go free, and the one that slings in the Gaviyah is an Eved. Yehuda originally was willing to zog to much worse of a punishment. Why is he suddenly retracting? It says the Al-Shech is in the beginning, Yehuda thought that this was an Oynish from Mechiris Yosef. He understood Yesh Dvarim B'Goyim, and it has to do with an Oynish for that. But now that he sees that of all the Davke Binyamin had no Shaykhist in the Mechira, that was Oynir to him, Darshani. That showed that there's something else going on over here. So instead, so Vayigash Eil, if he wants to restart the Shaka Vataria. If you do the Beis Halevi says, why Vayigash, why coming close? Because Yehuda thought something is wrong. The entire Shaka Vataria, they keep on saying, we're here for food. And Yosef keeps on saying back, no, I'm telling you, Meraglim, maybe the Melitz Beinoisa, maybe the Meturgimon is playing broken telephone. Bemezid, something's going on. So that's why, fascinating, what happens is Yehuda goes over to him and says, you know what, let's restart the whole thing. We told you, Azal. And you answer as bad as this. What's the Chazor Sashir? Because he's saying, I don't know. Somewhere there was a crack in the. Let's start again the story from the beginning. Let's figure out where this thing tripped off. That's why he's going through again the entire Shaka Vatari. He did. He did. Bogavriel. Bogavriel Belinda.
No. Why did Yehuda think he would understand?
Why did you? Yeah. That's a good shine. Why would you think you understand it? He's talking in the Kurdish at that point. Yeah, that's a shine.
Read my lips.
And now, part of what Yehuda is explaining, he says that it was Echad Einenu. V'hoya kir oisei ki ein anar v'meis. He says, if we're going to come back without Binyamin, so Yosef tells him, explain to him, tell him what happened, that he stole a gaviyah. You know, it's not so comfortable in news, but tell him what happened. So he says, no, you don't understand. Kir oisei ki ein anar v'meis. We're not going to have a chance to say anything. When the entourage comes back, you're telling us to all, alu alavichem, you're telling us to go back without Binyamin. We won't have a chance to say one. Kir oisei ki ein anar v'meis. We won't have a chance even to say it. Well, Yosef was Apik, and he tells him who he is, and he says, "Ani Yosef ha'oyda v'chai." Famous Beis Halevi that lived in this Ani Yosef ha'oyda v'chai lived a toichach. The whole time you're complaining, Avi yeshlanu avzaken, yeshlanu avzaken, and that was your storyline. That's part of why you wanted to be my rachamim. You didn't think about that until then. And the Beis Halevi says, based on Pshat and Medrash, come out of Gemara and Chagiga, of Oyvanu Miyoyim Adin, Oyvanu Miyoyim HaToychecha, that the Pshat and Toychecha is that we're Moichiach the person, Minei Ubei. that a person says, I didn't have koyach, I didn't have moyach, I didn't have kesef, I didn't have whatever to do x. He says, but for that you did, we prove minei you made. We keep talking, but for that you didn't have money to spend. For this you didn't have koyach or moyach to do, but that you did. So that's the time of ha'oida b'chai, what happened until now. There's also another thing, he's asking them, ha'oida b'chai, and b'chla, the whole story, why he wanted Binyamin to come down. There's a murder thing, because a lot of Rishayim shtel on this. Why didn't Yosef, he's already a leader in Mitzrayim, send a message, a shliach, to be my dear where he is? So, in some of the versions of the Yerushalmi, there are different maduras, different fusim. That's why there's no achas about dafyomi and doing dafyomi in Yerushalmi, because there's taka different prints. Right? If someone says they make a dafyomi in Yerushalmi, one guy bought tfus Pietrikov and the other one bought the other, it's not the same sort of sadaf in all the Yerushalmis. But al-Kuponim, in the end of one of the maduras in Yerushalmi in Zroyim, it says the Matpis writes, Kadei Shaloi Lahashir Niyar Chalak, he'll say a word. Why didn't Yosef send an Eitzah all these years? Because Yosef thought Yaakov is into the system. Yosef thought Yaakov is Noida Loyal Mechira. He's part of the Yaakov the Mechira. And that's why he wants to call Binyamin over. He says, Binyamin is going to tell me the truth. He really wants to hear, what was the Tata saying about me all these years? He needed to hear that from Binyamin. Because even now when he sees the other brothers, he was worried still. But he's going to send a message. Yaakov, then come kill him right there. And Yaakov is part of the... He didn't know not. Who's telling him not? That's what he wanted to find out. No, not all Yerushalmis, no. In one print. It's an Endes run. It's not all the different prints, no. I don't know which one it is. No, so that's why he wanted to speak to Binyamin now to find out really what's going on. And it wasn't that it wasn't.
To Medesuda?
Yeah, yeah. V'lo yochlu echov lamis oisoi ki nivalu miponov. What does it mean, nivalu miponov? So... One shot is miponov because they saw Yosef's face. First of all, they say it's interesting. Shemishmo says, "V'lo yochel Yosef lisapek." Yosef looks like Yankov, a younger version. So why didn't they recognize him? So the Gemara says he didn't have a zaken. Avamaisa, he looks like their father. So one shot is layochel nivel miponov. Yosef the whole time was being misapek. There's a certain ruchnius tikka oir that was in Yosef's face that makes him look like Yaakov. He was holding it in, and then eventually v'lo yochel lisapek. He couldn't hold it because he was trying to. In disguise himself. But Yaakov is apik. And then they saw his face. So right away, never let me part of they see it's Yaakov's face. Alternatively, they see Yosef, but they see a much younger version. And they realize, wow, Yaakov looked very old, as we know later in the parshas. They were nispol, they were never let me part of they saw, wow, this is how our father could look if he was looked a little younger, even a little older version, but not that old. They were never let me part of. But almost completely, what does it mean? Why were they never from his face? There's an interesting shot in the Ben Yayod in Chagiga. He says, Nivalu Miponov. Miponov means before him. The letters before Yosef. What's the letters before Yosef? Yud. Tes. Hey, Nun Ayin. Which, spell it out again, separately, Taina. They were Nivalu from his Taina. They were Nivalu Miponov. Not from Yosef himself. From his Taina. He has a Taina. Why didn't you care until now? They were Nivalu Miponov. From his Taina, which is Nirmaz Miponov. The letters before Yosef. Is Taino. And that's what they were in the spoil from. The Chofetz Chaim says something that's a fascinating thing. The brothers, now this is the second time they're coming down, things look so confusing, dark, unclear, a bilbul. What's going on? And it's not even an einish for the Mechira, Dafka Ben Yomim they want. And everything is not stimming. There was a rov, they went down for food, they're being accused, they say, everything's going wrong. Like, even if they were trying to fix this up, this would need at least 3 months of bureaucracy, yeah? To work through this paperwork here. And what happens? Ani Yosef. Everything is answered up. Oz Yimole Schoit Pinu, says the Chofetz Chaim. Yosef Gematri Etzion. Hayinu Kechoyomim. Beshuv Hashem Eshivas Tzion. Hayinu Kechoyomim. The same thing. The Abish is going to say, Ani Hashem. Everything looks so confusing. What then? How are we going to get out of this plunder? And so many things. Ani Yosef. You see that the Pasuk says, Pisoin Yavoy. The Goyo, similar to Yosef, it comes, Yosef Saint Gematria as Sion, just like that, it comes out. And that's it. And then everything is fanfared. The Chlal, the parashas of Yosef, this whole Shlita that Yosef with the Nesyonis in Mitzrayim, and now the Cheshbonis he's doing here with the brothers back and forth, interesting nekuda. Actually, b'derek drush, maybe b'derek melitz, even I don't know. But I want to bring out the nekuda. Yosef gematria tzion, 156. There's a story. The Vilna Gaon used to get Musa Shmuzin from the Magid Midubna, and the Magid Midubna once told him. He says, "Well, you think it's a kunz? What you're doing? You sit in a room 22 hours a day. You learn during the daytime with the light, with candlelight. No stairs, no tirdis. You're not bechlal nechsaf to heavenly olam hazeh. That's a kunz. You sit and learn. You became the Gaon." There's two neschois to the story. One is that the Gaon had ungehek vein and he started crying. And maybe it's not a stira, but the other version is that he said, "Who says verzok without machana kunz? Who says you have to make a kunz? Who says make a kunz?" So I was thinking like this: Yosef, all this foreign talk about Yosef, how you been Mitzrayim? Yosef is the one that's able to be shoylet. Even he's connected, even in the memtes shari tum of Mitzrayim, he's able to be mechuber. You saw he das, he's able to be mischaber to the bashef for any matziv. That's why he didn't say kriyishma when Yaakov was saying kriyishma. Yosef was the entire 24/7 wherever he was mechuber. Yosef. I saw some of the Sfarim when they talk about it, they say Yosef is Masa U'matan. Yosef is not Torah. Yosef is not Torah. Different of us represent those things. Avoida. Yosef is Pashat the middle of the day. The Masa U'matan. You taka intertwined with the Hefer Elamazah. But you remain Yosef. Very interesting. Remez. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Yosef is Gematria Kuf Nun Vav. Gematria Tzim, 156. Arachayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Right? Kuflun Hey, he's still about Hilchos Beis Knesses and whatnot. Kuflun Zayin, Zman Suda. What's Kuflun Vav? There's a simon there in between. Hilchos Masu Mata. The Yitzir Tzav in the Tug. That's Yosef. But he remained a tzaddik in simon Kuflun Vav. That's a kunz. That's the kunz. The Dubna Magid said. That is a kunz. Kunz is tzaddik Kuflun Vav. That's Yosef. Yosef in the Matziv of Kuflun Vav remains a tzaddik. That's a kunz. Because Yosef wants to prove that it's taking him, so he says, Geshuna Eli by Yigosha Rashi says he shows them that he's Mohul. What's the riot from the fact that he's Mohul? Maybe he's from B'nai Keturah. Maybe he's Mohul. Alright, he was Mitzavah on the whole Mitzvah to be Mohul. So there's one shot, Herolahim Shuhu Mohul Kamoichen. They were able to see that it's Yaakov's. You were able to see that it was Yaakov the Bris Mila. Understand that how you want. Either in Aruch Mr. Goyken, you see the same Shakai on the Mila, or you see it was Yaakov's. It was Yaakov's Mila. He showed that it was Chaysam Mechiach. Now another thing is that he says, Gishuna Eli, Kipi Amidaber Elichen, because he's speaking to them a Lashon HaKoydish. And they ask, maybe he knows Lashon HaKoydish. So the emphasis is interesting. Sif Sechom Estakash, he says, yeah, but also Bris Mila, and also Lashon HaKoydish. Tzvei Hal Doichik Sverta HaKochem. It's an interesting chat, Kipi Amidaber Elichen. The emphasis, they ask, how come Yosef wasn't recognizable to the brothers from his voice? The Gemara says, you don't recognize someone because he was Yatzalah and Shleibach Hasim Azakim, but you can recognize the voice. The Gemara says, in Gittin, Hey, Shuma, Mutter, the Ishtai, Tvi Yisayin, the color, you can recognize by the voice. Why didn't they recognize Yosef's voice? So Rabbi Yosef and Aibishit says, you only recognize someone after many years from voice recognition if it's in the Mamalash, if it's in the same language that you had spoken to that person with. In a different language, you lobbed out to recognize the voice. So Kipi Amidaber Aleichem, not the fact that he knows Lashon Kodesh, but now that he's speaking to them in Lashon Kodesh, they can recognize it's Taki Yosef's voice. That's the Lashon, that was the Mama Lashon that they had spoken to him originally. And that's how he was able to prove to them. And he gives them a Tani, successful, L'binyamin nasan shloish me'ayis kesef v'chameish chalifoy smolois. The Gemara says in the Gilad of Tazayin, L'kulam nasan le'ish chalifoy smolois. Everyone got a suit. Everyone got a chalifa. L'binyamin chamesh. So the Gemara, why? And the Gemara even asks, Esher Davishin Tzarba Oisik Tzadik, the whole story originally of the Kinnah happened from Aksainis Pasim. Although I would interrupt and say, the Kinnah happened because of Aksainis Pasim. Hagab Atzmacha, that in the parasha before that, when Esav is coming with 400 men, that's 400 men, probably each one is a general. Yeah, Shalzachmar. There's a world war. Who did he set them up? Yosef all the way in the back. That doesn't make a Kinnah. Kenzai Aksainis Pasim is the mark of a Patish on that. It was very obvious he was showing Chibi Yisrael. He put the B'nai Shvachas, then the B'nai Leah, B'nai Rachel, the Yosef, Achareinu. But upon him, because of the Ksainus Pasim, caused the Kinnah. Dovah Shanishal, when it's Tarbah Yisrael Tzadik, he's now going to cause the Kinnah and give Binyamin extra clothes. Azoi Frek the Gemara. Enter the Gemara. Omer Binyamin Bar Yefes, Remez Romazoi to Binyamin. That Binyamin and Megillas Esther is going to go out with Nea Melech, Bechamisha, Levush Malchus, Trey Leschor. Chaylas Vateres of Gedolim. This is a nice one. Try. So it's a remnant for those five begodim. Fretzich the kasha. I don't understand. The kasha was, how do you give Binyamin extra clothes that's going to cause kinnah? So he's saying, you have a good bar on Megillah says. Now that's a good bar. I mean, if you want to distract somebody, he has a kasha. That's not a good bar on Megillah says. What's with the kasha? The Gaon says that Binyamin's five suits were cheaper and worth the same price as each other shevet's one suit. Now they asked him, we're learning the sugya of Meitav, what's worth more, $1,000 of Ziburis or $1,000 of Idis? Same price. But Akoponim, Binyamin's five suits, cheaper suits, were parallel to the other brother's one suit, and that's a remez for the Chamisha. The Marsha says a different tariff. The Marsha says, very interesting, the Marsha says, Bechlal, it also says that Binyamin got money, 300 money. Shloshim has kesef, why didn't that make kinnah? Marsha says, Be'emes Yosef has a right to give extra to Binyamin. Because it's his brother min ha'avim min ha'ein. It's not like by Yaakov who favored Yosef over the others, and that causes the kinnah. Yosef has a right to favor Binyamin because it's achiv min ha'ein. It's his only brother min ha'ein. The whole kasha was because in a beged, it's a sensitive issue. The kinnah happened because of beged. On a beged, we have a sensitive issue. Else the money wouldn't have bothered him. There's another tato from Rabbi Shul Lake. Rabbi Shul Lake says, Binyamin got five suits because of the remes for the Mordechai she'osed lotzei. Why is everyone else getting a suit? And why didn't Binyamin also get a suit? Not the five for the remes for Mordechai. Why doesn't he get a suit? Everyone else got a suit. Says Rabbi Shul Lake Diskin, why is he getting out suits? It says they did kriya. When they found out what they did kriya. They did kriya on the tshuva. The mechira. Binyamin didn't rip his clothes. All the other ones needed to get a khalifa because they talk about Yikru Bigdayan. Binyamin has nothing to do with that. And Binyamin's getting five sets. Five is a rem. It's a marla.
Can't sew
it up. No, it doesn't come out. Yeah, I guess not. They're going to start speaking Lashon Hara, fighting with each other. So again, one pshat is Sami Sani, don't gribble with each other about the Mechira. The other pshat is don't learn a Sugya. So God, I wanted to say, it's really one pshat. Well, fighting about what with the pshat of the Mechira, this is a Sugya. There's a whole process, Drochem, it's a ganze Sugya. Whose fault is it? What the psak was, if it should have been, that's a Sugya. More than that, the Gemara in Tainus brings this shot. Al Tirgus of Adarach, Al Tasaska with Maraloka. Frek the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yuram and Beis. Taka, Al Tasaska with Maraloka on the day. Va'omer Rabbi Loi, Babrach, Yishnei, Talmidei Chachomim, Shemahalchim, Adarach, Ve'en Be'neim, Divrei Torah, Ru'il, Yisorei, Shenema, who's the Pasuk? You have to learn. Zab the Gemara, like Kasha, Halamigras, Halayuni. When you're going in the Derech, you can't learn Be'in, because you might get farblonjit. I saw someone said, not clever, not to get farblonjit in the derech. You get farblonjit in the sugya. If you're going to try to learn be'in when there's tirdus a derech, you're going to come out the wrong shot. Just stick to the keys. The pasuk shot, hala migris, hala iune. They bring down the Sama Rebbe said, al pi Hashem yachin, al pi Hashem yisoh in the midbar. Because when it was al pi Hashem yachin, al pi Hashem yisoh, they were able to learn be'in also. There was no reason not. The whole reason why you don't learn be'in is because of the tirdus a derech. Oh, but when it's Alpi Hashem Yachin, Alpi Hashem Yisoh, so anyway, then Taka, they were able to learn the entire time, they were able to learn the Ian. So they come. Vayaris ha'agolos. Hashashol of Yosef. Yosef is being ramazim. I don't know. Angolas. 22 years later, he's holding in the same sugya. 22 years later, he's holding in the same sugya. Odeh daf yaymi. 7 and a third year. Odeh, when you're learning mamash bi'in, you're still in the same sugya. Or a person when he lives the sugya, he sees an agola, it reminds him Egel Aruf. That's someone that's living in the sugya. And this that Yosef sends agolas because he chaps that Yaakov is going to chap that agolas represents Egel Arufa, advises that he's looking in the sugya. And that's what the chiruch of Yaakov Avim, that even though he's in Mitzrayim, he was right, maybe he's alive, but he's in Mitzrayim. No, that's the chiruch of Yaakov Avim. A very interesting notion. The pasuk says that Yaakov Yisrael goes down by Yisrael Yisrael and goes to Be'er Sheva. He's going south, yeah, towards Mitzrayim. Vayizbach zvochim lelekei oviv Yitzchok. But Yisrael Rashid here chayv adam mechvoid oviv Yosim mechvoid Ziknai. Big sugya, he is keeping of a father and grandfather. But zvochim lelekei oviv Yitzchok. Ki yedua, the Ramban writes and the Nefesh HaChaim puts like many, everyone, a lot of big makaris about this. Korbonis is never to Elikim. Korbonis is to Lashem. Zoyveach lelekim yochoram bilti Lashem levad. You're not zoyveach. Pashim shat the pasuk means zeveich lelehim yocharam means tovay dezor rachman hasan to other koyches to other elim, but the Ramban ends it up and others zeveich lelehim yocharam bilti lahavaya levad korban. The musik of mimak of a korban is only to the shem havaya. Over here it's zeveich lelekei of a yitzchak. There's a pshat. I saw this in the Or Gadol, but a lot of people talk about this concept. We mentioned it a few weeks ago. We said my saw is similar bottom. So everything that's happening to Yaakov is really just a promo for what's supposed to happen to Klal Yisrael. No, so where's the Gula Sida? So we already spoke a few weeks ago. We said, Bikesh Yaakov Leishay B'Shalva. Yaakov thought already now it's time. He's going to come back now from Lavan. And now already it's going to be the Bechina of my saw is similar bottom of the Gula. Oh, but no, it wasn't. Kapat Zalav Rukh Zashay Yosef. The real story's time. But there's another shot that the Toiv Shonim that Yaakov spends in Mitzrayim, Yud Zayin Shonim, Toiv. That's back at the Bechina of the Gula Sida. V'hoye v'yoyim ahu yi Hashem Echad u'shma Echad. It's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And even Kim is going to be, until now, there's a chiluk in the beginning of Havaya and Elokim, but eventually Hashem hu Elokim, it's all the same. Yaakov now is able to be makriv zevech l'elokei of Av Yitzchak. That beginning is shayach because he's taka entering that realm of the myself is in the bottom of the Gula. And we have here the Rishima of the Shivim Nafesh. The Shivim Nafesh, Sheyod L'Mitzrayim. We have the Asar B'nei Binyamin, who the Gemara brings. In Soita, every one of them is really named after Yosef, his lost brother. Amongst the names is Chupim, which the Targum Yonison brings over here. He's called Chupim Mishum de Bizman de Esparish Minei Havabar Timnesar Shnin V'chazi L'Kilas Ilula. Binyamin was hinting that his son's name Chupim is because his long lost brother Yosef was 18 when he was missing from him, and the pasuk is Soiveach V'Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shono, not 18. Well, you could say that the Mishnah says of Pirkei Avos ben Shmoyne Esrei L'Chupim. How does that stem with the Rambam and Hilchas Ishus Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis that a person's supposed to get married at 17? And there are many Tzurtzim, but there's a Terek that 17 means when you enter your 18th year. So maybe that's what it means over here also. So there also 17, but he was entering the 18th year. Maybe. Maybe that could be a pshat. What? Yeah, there's a pshat to do Kedushin. You have to do it. Well, and Savada. That's Savada, good pshat in the Rambam also. Kedushin at 17, because there's 12 months between that and the Chuppah, yeah. Echad, a good pshat in the Rambam. The Pasuk here is also the Sikkum of all the names, Kol Nefesh L'Beis Yankiv Shivim. And the Gemara says, in Baba Basuk of Chav Gimel, but if you count them, Harei B'Protan Yet Amoitzi Shivim, only Shivim Chosar Echos. So the Gemara has the Kasha. And the emphasis is interesting because you can sell this kasha at a few stages. You can ask why 70, there's only 69. You could also ask though that it says Kol Yoytze Yerechoy of Yaakov besides Yosef Shehayu B'Mitzrayim Yosef Abanov, and it says Kol Nefesh Shishim B'Sheish, Shishim B'Sheva, and it's only Shishim B'Sheish. And truth be said, to get more specific, it's specific by the name Leah. It says Shloishim B'Shalosh, and there's really only 32. So before you start, make sure where the missing one is. Don't just spell it on the Shivim. We need to work out the 33-32 fiasco and the 66-67 missing piece of the puzzle. Lamosh, what's the pella? Why the Rosh Hashanah says that the reason it says 70 is because the same way it says by Sfira Sa'im that this Kuru Chamishim Yoim, and the Rosh Hashanah asks the famous Kasha Tyson, the Menachas asks it, the Ramban asks it in Parashas Emor, we only count 49 days of Sfira, and there are many throughout, some at least 49 throughout the Tanakh. But the Rosh answers, no, you're right around, things off to the nearest 10. like Arboyim Yakenu, which is really 39, or Shivim Nefesh, which is really only 6. How could the Rosh say that? What's with the 33? You're around the 33 to 32 also. 66. Appel on the Rosh. The Ma'aseh, the Gemara asked the Kasha in Baba Basra. So first the Gemara says, Dina had a twin. Gemara starts, Dina had a twin. Mother's out, they all had twins. They're all the twins. They're all the twins. Yeah, it's an Akasha Starkman, that's it. They have Akasha, you have to kill them all. Dina had a twin. The Maskon of the Gemara says this was Yecheved. Shinod the Ben Achoymes. The Emeshes, the Medrash, and the Ben Ezra, and the Rashbam, the Maskein, and many say, the 70th, how could you miss it? Yaakov! Yaakov is the 70th. Why is he adopted by Leah? For the 66-67, it's Gevaldik. It's 66, Yitzi Yerei of Yaakov. And the last four is Yaakov, Yosef, and Ephraim, and Menashe. That's Gevaldik. 66 is perfect. Yaakov. There are other midrashim that say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another pshat the Gemara brings. It says, B'nei Don Chushim. Bemis is a shayla. Is it B'nei Don Chushim? There's even a pshat that says Don had two sons. One son's name was Chush, and the other son's name was Chush. So B'nei Don Chushim, and then it's two. But then you don't need to count your chevet. Now there's even a medrash that says B'tayrofei shel Rav Meir Ksiv Ben Don Chushim. So the famous pilpul, I'm not sure who's the or the shmeitz of such a chunuch zatayr. One of them says it's pilpul. They're a male. Shitasi over Yerachimai, so you can't count your chevet. I said, you could count Yechevet as separate, so then you don't have to say B'nei Don Chushim, so then it can be Ben Don Chushim, because then you can count Yechevet. But if you can't count Yechevet, because it'll be Yerachimoy, and if it'll be Yerachimoy, why can't you count her? Because she's part of her. Yeah, what's her mother's name? Oysa. I said, Yolda Oysa. The lady of Mitzrayim. But Oysa's not part of the 70. Why not? I don't know, but she's not part of the 70. So if Oysa's not part of the 70, so as Ubri Yerachimoy, Yechevet can't be. So then you have to count two as for Chushim. But that also is, if it's B'nai Don Chushim, that's not going to answer the, it should be B'nai Billah should have an extra one, not Leah 33. You go with the Teretz of Chushim. Right?
Yeah. All the
wives were
Catholic.
Yeah, they weren't Catholic.
What do you say, Aslas? Catholic. What do you say, Aslas?
Which one was that?
I can't hear you. Yeah. The pasuk continues. Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef Lahoyrois Lefonov Goishnop. What's Goishnop? The Bnei Yisrael says Goishnop. It should have said Le Goishin. What's Goishnop? He says Goishnop is the Remez, is a Hele Geminig in Klal Yisrael with a Dreidel. And on the Dreidel is the letters Avada in the Ganze Welt, Gimel Nun Heishin. Well, you know, a different kind of a Dreidel. I know such a thing. Gimel Nun Hei Shin, it's Goishna. He says because it's a remez for the four Golias, and he says it's Rosh Hatevis, this Golas HaNefesh, Golas HaGuf, Golas HaSeichel, and then the Golas of Hakor. That's Goishna.
Golas of.
He says that Goishna is the same gematria as Mashiach. It's also the same gematria as Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, 358. It's the same gematria as Nochash, but we have to be mezgaber on that and dray it and wait for Mashiach. He ties it in, and the, you know, dreidels that aren't made out of wood or so? Maybe those plastic ones that come from China have a pay, I don't know. But it's based on the Haftorah that it says, Kesoiv al eitz echod Yehuda al eitz echod Yosef. It's that eitz that you machaber, the eitz of Yosef and the eitz of Yehuda, and you put the eitz in together, that's the remez for the what we call the dreidel. And there's a big arichas about it, about Goishna. At the confrontation, when Yaakov comes down, it says that Yaakov is Yosef. It says Yaakov is saying Kriyishma. And all the Mefarshim are still, why is Yosef not saying Kriyishma? That's what all the Mefarshim are still. Why is Yosef not saying Kriyishma, only Yaakov? So you could say Yosef already said Kriyishma. Let's first start with the Mahalchim that learned that it was Kriyishma. Meaning, you know, in Shacharis you say Kriyishma, not some other drush representative derivative kind of pshat. And there are many. But let's first go kipshuti that it was Kriyishma. So Yosef already said Kriyishma. Yaakov didn't say because he was Holich Baderech, so Holchei Drachim, he wasn't able to have Kavani yet. Now that he got there, he was saying Kriyishma. Yosef had changed his up Kriyishma. Alternatively, Punk Fakert, he got there mamash in the morning, Vasikin, Yaakov is davening Vasikin. Yosef has been Melech. Melech says Kriyishma at Shalosh Shois. Or Yaakov is saying Kriyishma Vayter Vasikin. Yosef is busy with Kibbutz. But then there are various pshatim that go on to a different realm that we're dealing with a different akud over here. It doesn't mean the kriyishma of the chayvas kriyishma, but rather the moshe the stiper brings a pshat. Yaakov at this point that he finally has the shlemus of seeing that Yosef is still around wants to be mabia his entire avakulei lakodesh baruch hu and to express that. There's another pshat from the sefer that I already hinted at the beginning of the shir. Yosef doesn't say kriyishma. Yosef, the whole point of Yosef is that even in Mitzrayim and even in the Tumah, and even he's Kasei, he's Mechumra the 24/7, he's not holding by the Bezundara, like that one Rega that you Mischaber. For Yosef, the Das of Yosef of Yisoid has to be Mechumra the entire time. The Samsoid says they're actually both saying Kriyishma. But Yaakov has. This is not from the Samsoid, I spoke to that a few weeks ago. That it's called Kiryas Arba because Avram and Yitzchak and the said their bitoy of Kabbalah Olam Shemayim is four words. Kiryas Arba, Kiryas Arba. Hashem, we came, Hashem Echad. That was the bitoy of Olam Shemayim. Yisrael, Yaakov was Moisef, Shema Yisrael! Hashem, Elikein, Hashem Echad. That was his Eisef. But then we know, Be'emes, he was Moisef, Baruch Shem Kavayim Achusei Leilam Vohem. And it says in the Zohar that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is 25 letters, and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei is only 24 letters, and that's Hanukkah 25, whatever. But it's called Yehuda Ilah and Yehuda Tata, and together it's 49, not 50, like we said before. But it's not just rounded up. La'asid Lavoi, we're going to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Lo'ilam Vo'ed, because we're going to have a shlemus of 50, and we know that the Oisius and the Shvatim's names, the Tosis brings this insight, and it's Yerushalmi, and it's important. It was far. The amount of letters in the Shvatim's names are 50 letters. And Yaakov thought we lost Yosef, so he doesn't have the full shlemus. But now that he sees Yosef is here, he is saying the longer, unabridged version of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kivoyed Malchusei Lo'olam Vo'ed, because he now knows that it's the full shlemus of the 50, and that's why his rendition took longer. Which gets us to the other pshat that we already mentioned before, that Yaakov Avinu now coming down to Mitzrayim is in the Bechina of the Gula Sida. He's saying now, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That not only the Bitoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself to us in a Tzura of that Gilu, that this Ra and Toy, the Chesed and Din, Hashem and Elokeinu. But no, Be'emes it's all Hashem Echad. It's really all one. And the way it comes out that it's all one is Taka Lasid Lavi, when it will Taka be all one.
Yeah, one difference that makes a difference.
Ooh. He's gonna get it. At the end of the parasha, we'll just end off. V'hoya v'tvuas unisatim chamishis lepari v'arba yodis yelachem lezera asod. The Yosef shtel zavek in Mitzrayim. The Sfarim explained, the Chidah brings this. And many others talk about this idea also, that Yosef established a very interesting financial sort of deal of how things work in the bureaucracy in Mitzrayim, that Arba Yodis go to you, and you only have to give one yad, a fifth. If you break it into five portions, only one portion has to go to Paroi. And that's why so many years later, when it was really Migzor on Klal Yisrael, to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years, 430 is 86 times 5. 86 is Elikim. 86 is Kois. 86 is Midas Adin, and they were supposed to have Chamesh Yadais of Midas Adin, and they were not supposed to be 430 years. But as we know, the Koishi Yashibov was only for 86 years, because Yosef already entered into that. You only have to give one fifth to Paroi. So Taka was Nigzar. They were supposed to have 5 Midas of Elikim, but since Yosef established that in Mitzrayim it's only one Yad to Paroi, so that's why we were able to go out after only one Kois. And that's why we drink Arba Koises for the other four Koises that we talk about weren't Nigzar in Mitzrayim. That's why Vayehi B'Shalach, B'Shalach is the 344 with the Oisius of the other four, 86 times 4. Be'ezer Hashem, that's for a different time. Good.